This is KAYT-FM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Well, truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you for the God that you are. Lord, I thank you for doing great and mighty things. Now, Father God, I'm praying for the city of Alexandria and Prineville, the entire state, the entire nation, the entire country. Father God, let your power prevail, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, have thine own way, oh God. God, I come against every senseless murder, every senseless robbery, God. Everything, Lord God, what the devil is trying to accomplish, God, we know it will not prosper. Father God, I pray for the families that has lost loved ones, God, that you will console their hearts, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that all of the intercessors that you have called, that they will rise and take their place, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to 1 Samuel 26 chapter and the 23rd verse. 1 Samuel 26 and 23. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And it reads as follows. The Lord gives his own reward for doing good and for being loyal. I refuse to kill you, even when the Lord placed you in my power, for you are the Lord's anointed one. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the title of today's lesson is Sustaining Faith. David had been anointed to be the next king of Israel. He had already defeated Goliath and served King Saul faithfully. But Saul tried to kill him, and David spent months in the desert, escaping Saul's pursuit, and he was living in caves and everything else. Yet when the opportunity came for David to kill Saul, he refused to touch God's anointed, but rather let God be his vindicator. People of God, there are times when we have people come up against us. They can be in the midst of us, and we know that person hate us, and we know that person have been talking about us and coming up against us in the spirit realm as well as the natural realm. We have every opportunity to vindicate ourselves, but we have the faith and the trust in knowing that God is our vindicator, because he says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. That's why I say, is you have to be very careful who you come up against, because you don't know what relationship or how deep a relationship that person has with God, because God is going to vindicate, yes, he will, for his own. For some victories, we have to be good to people who are not being good to us. And we have to stay in faith with people of God. We know it is unfair, and we know it doesn't look like it will ever work out, but we got to stay in faith. Now, there are two kinds of faith. There's the delivering faith and the sustaining faith. Now, we love the delivering faith. That's when God instantly turns it around and we defeat our problem. And God suddenly shows out in our life. But most of the time, we are going to need sustaining faith. Yeah, I myself and everybody else, we're going to need that hold on faith. I know what you said, God. You see how they are coming against me. You see how they are mocking me. You see how they are scandalizing my name. But I have to have that sustaining faith. And I will sustain and I will trust you even through the opposition. But people of God, what you don't realize, with the sustaining faith, you are increasing your faith. Come on here, somebody. You are increasing your faith to know God will bring me through this. That's when he will take us through many challenges. He will take us through the hardships. And he could even change it in an instant. But if he do that, listen to me well, our faith will never grow and develop. There are some things we go through, people of God, that we are being taught. Isaiah 54 and 17 say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Yes, the weapons are going to form because that's what they do form, but it will not prosper. Faith is a thing, a fickle thing. Sometimes we have it, and sometimes we find ourselves at the lowest point. We come to the point of giving up. We've all said those, I like to call them foxhole prayers. Foxhole prayers. We become the idea makers. But God, if you just get me out of this one, I promise I'll do this. I promise I'll do that. The problem with this becomes turning him into a magician or a godfather. You are bargaining with God. We don't need to bargain with God. We need God. God don't need us. He can use anybody at any time. So when it doesn't work out in the way we want it to work out, there is a big disappointment, resentment, and usually we become upset. We want to give up on God. But if we truly believe that God is the orchestrator of all the situations and all the events on our faith journey, we are able to recognize the things we can change and those that we are powerless over, that we can't change. It is in that sense of feeling helpless that we simply petition him for sustaining faith. It is asking for all the gifts and the grace we might need to bring us through the trials and the tribulations. It's not where we want to be, but as the saying goes, it is what it is. We need to be there for that season until God finished making and molding us during that season. Remaining faithful through the difficult times and the dark valleys, we find ourselves emerging through the other side much stronger, and we have a little bit of wisdom to experience. People of God, once we've worked through the problem, or the very least, we will find ourselves still standing. We have entered into the faith of deliverance. I don't know your situation. Maybe you are having problems believing God right now. But God even said, if you have, the faith the size of a mustard seed. Do you know what a mustard seed looks like? It's a tiny, tiny, tiny seed. If you have that type of faith, he can work with you. He will move for you. Maybe we were fortunate enough to have a problem rectify itself and find that we were indeed delivered by the mercy of God. For most of us, though there is that time when we have to bear our cross, knowing that God and his infinite wisdom is more than enough for now. People of God, we give praise for the blessings we have, and we're so very thankful in advance for those yet to come. So, your faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. And I read that from the New Living Translation, and that is Hebrews 11:1, sustaining faith. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you've been through. Hold on to your faith. Don't let go. If God brought you through one trial, he's well and able to take you through this one here. Allow him to bring you through, because on the other side of through is a praise. Better yet, praise him while you're going through. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I thank you that we can trust you to take us through the difficult times and the unfair situations. Lord, even though many times we want to vindicate, but God, help us to have the sustaining faith, knowing that you are our vindicator. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you that, Lord, you are our vindicator and that you will sustain our faith. Father God, we believe and declare that you are growing and you are developing our faith. Father God, no matter what it feels like and no matter how we feel, sometimes there are times when we want to give up, but God, you just push us just a little bit more. You always allow something to happen to let us know you are right there with us. And we just want to say thank you. We just want to thank you for keeping us, God. Even when we don't want to be kept, God, you keep keeping us. And we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you for keeping us, God, from dangers seen and from dangers unseen. And God, we shall forever give you all the glory and all the honor that is due your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, I thank you for tuning in on today. Continue to keep Alexandria and Pineville and Central Louisiana, the whole state, in your prayer that God will move on our behalf. And also, if you would like to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. And also, go to my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com. There are many books that I have written. Please go onto the online and shop. And wherever God lay on your heart,